Jesus traveled all over the world, more than we know. But the Jesus, the man that we know, Jesus Christ from the Bible, the stories that we know, he seemed to be in one place. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus was master of many flocks, all people. Many times his disciples were saying, Jesus, you know, you shouldn't be paying attention to the Gentiles, you shouldn't be paying attention to the Samaritans, you shouldn't pay attention to people who are not of our faith here, who are not of the Jewish faith. And Jesus said, I have many flocks that you know not of. And this is so true. We only know a little of the life experience of this master teacher. And we only know a little of the life of ourself. Because we, each one, live on many dimensions. And we are flitting, so to speak, between these dimensions constantly. We are not aware of the other dimensions, but we are there. Just like the disciples were not aware of the many flocks that Jesus was a shepherd for, and how Jesus loved them and cared for them and taught them about the divine within. You see, many times we listen to Jesus, to the messages that the Bible gives us and that our ministers and our churches give us and that our people give to us, and we say to ourselves, well, now, that's very interesting, but is that all that Jesus said? Are those the things? Well, listen to the things that Jesus said. The things that Jesus said, as he is master of one and all flocks, was that the Father dwells within every one. No one has to search for the presence and the power and the infinite creative cause of the universe, because it's right inside of them. And Jesus said, look, 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 claim it, claim it, claim it. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. Now, the disciples didn't get this message because they thought so literally. They thought so, in fact, in the objective world, which, of course, Jesus was speaking about too. And they were not aware of their own many dimensions because they were living in such a stifled mental and physical attitude. But Jesus lived in an illumined attitude, an illumined body, an illumined self, and saw all these things and knew all these things and did all these things. Now, the disciples did them too, but they didn't know it. And you and I, we do it too, and we don't know it. If we would just listen and pay attention to these words, it is done unto us according to our thought. And all of these things go on to teach that be true to yourself, and you can be false to no man. And physician, heal thyself. Jesus called every human being, every divine being, a physician. And he said, before you as a physician can go out and work on anyone else, you have to heal yourself. And when you heal yourself, you look out and you'll see that everyone out there, everyone is already whole and perfect. You just hadn't seen it before because you hadn't seen first in yourself that you are whole and perfect. The moment we feel that we are whole and perfect, that we are beautiful, as we are taught to think and see, then we look at all the world as revealed and beautiful. As we are physician of ourselves first, and we heal ourselves first, we look out and we see there's nothing to be healed outside of us. We look out at people who moan and groan about problems, and we say, hey, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, look at what a great family you have, look what a great world you have, look what a lovely house you're living in, look what a beautiful job you have, look at the wonderful way your mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins and children and all are working out. Wow, just look, look, look. And oh, you have so much to be thankful for, so much to be happy for. This is a message that Jesus taught. And perhaps these are the flocks that we are working with. Can we work with these many flocks? Can we be the master for many flocks? Well, we are. Now, what kind of master do we want to be? Do we want to be a master that sets everyone free, or that proclaims they are under our control and our manipulation? Are we a master of a flock, like a shepherd is master over his flock and tells them what to do and where to go and how to be? Or are we a master of our flock, shepherding them to all the good places to find food, shepherding them so that they will be happy and harmonious and live a peaceful and joyful life without any fear? Think about that. What kind of a shepherd are you? What kind of a shepherd am I? What kind of a shepherd was Jesus? And what were those flocks that he had many that the disciples knew little of, if anything of? You are master of all the world as Jesus. And as master of all the world, you look into all the world and you see it good and very good. And as you see it good and very good, it's only because you, in your life, in your world, are good and very good. And because you see yourself good and very good. Work on that just a wee little bit today. And watch how exciting everything turns out to be for you. The stories of Jesus come from the Bible. And they sort of paraphrase and gather together many of the phrases and statements of Jesus. They're not meant to be a specific statement, but it's the total philosophy that the Master Teacher brought to us. And that's what we listen to, and that's what we know, and that's what we are. Have a lovely day, my beloveds. I love you. I love you. I love you.